Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Rip Torn has died at the age of 88. He has one of those voices that as soon as you hear it, you go, yep, that's Rip Torn. Yeah. He was in the Larry Sanders Show. He was in Men in Black, but a lot of people knew him as Patches O'Houlihan in Dodgeball.
If you're going to learn to be true dodgeballers, then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's a classic. Classic. He's a guy that later in his life here, and he died at 88.
Yeah, so I didn't think he was that old.
So let's say, I guess it would have been just at the tail end of his 78, 79. Mm. He got arrested at a Connecticut bank because he went in drunk with a loaded gun. Oh. He thought it was his house.
Well, who doesn't walk into their house drunk with a loaded gun?
I mean, Rip Torn probably have some money, but he no kidding. Well, it is America, but so yeah, he never, yeah. So he had a little bit of difficulties, and I heard he wasn't the best guy to work with. Yeah. Like just by all accounts online, you know, when people die, all the testimonials. A lot of people didn't like working with him because I think he was a lot closer to that character.
He was cantankerous, maybe a bit, but that's what I would hope. You know, they're the people that you look at and you go, man, I hope they're
that way.
Some of the great
ones are off kilter, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And he had a great name, too. Rip Torn.
Rip Torn is so good. Like that.
That's a great name.
And he is, his character.
Dodger Red.
His character in the Larry Sanders Show was so good.
Yeah, well, because you said earlier, he's perfect. He was sleazy.
Yeah, but he was loyal. And he was, there's something about his character that just held everything together on that show.
Hard to believe Gary Shandling died before him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Gary Shandling died, that's a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago, yeah.
Man, sad. Anyway, another funny person gone from this world.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
People are hauling some greasy units into Country Thunder right now, held together by duct tape with couches on the roof. And
yeah.
All disgusting, pictures painted on the side.
I haven't been out there in a long time. I'm going to check it out this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I call it Baghdad, like the camping area.
Is that what they call it?
Well, that's what I call it.
I'm going through.
You walk through there and it's like, whoo, boy, different world.
I remember one of the last times I was out there at Craven. My dad had carved a sign and it said the balls.
Oh no,
the balls.
I know.
But he didn't put like the balls. Like he got the pronunciation wrong, and I gave it away on the air.
Yeah.
And some guy had the sign, and he put the sign up on a pole, and that was what his campsite sign was.
Yeah.
The balls.
Well, the funniest Craven story I have is when we came out with that song. We did that parody. I passed out in a Craven crapper, right?
Yeah.
And I'm walking through Baghdad, as I call it, and I can hear it on the speakers. Like, people got a hold of the song, and they were playing it as I was walking by, and I just thought that was the funniest thing. And I look over, and there's a guy sitting there, shirtless, passed out, and he's got his shorts half on.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can see, like, the top end of his unit.
Uh-huh.
He's just passed out on the ground. I'm just your mom's proud.
You
buddy.
Got. I think if you haven't showered in 3 or 4 days, you got to be really drunk to be out there because to put up with yourself. And it's going to be great. I think they can start camping today, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday, was it?
People are out there now.
They're rolling out there. So, just make sure you have a safe time. The weather should be pretty conducive. I mean, it's supposed to be hot Saturday.
Yeah. It's actually 26 today, like 26 tomorrow, 25 Friday, 30 Saturday, 28 Sunday. Pretty hot, like consistently. Yeah. But you know how it is, like, especially this time of year, those storms just kind of roll in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So you really got to watch that. And once there's any kind of rain out there,
yeah.
It gets mucky. Although now that they've repaved the main area out of Craven, it's a little bit better.
I I'm not a big country guy, I'm not going to lie, but I this one kind of intrigues me. Dallas Smith is out there, and of course, he has a rock background, right?
Chris
Stapleton's kind of got a grungy sound to him, which I like kind of like a...
I wouldn't call it grungy.
Well, leathery, like kind of...
Yeah, I think he's kind of got an old school rock vibe.
Rough around the edges, and I mean, white t-shirt, kill me in that
barbecue stain on white t-shirt.
I'm going to live with a green grape.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him. I liked his dad, Tug. Tug the pitcher. Tug. Yeah. Tug. No, I do. I'm kind of intrigued by it.
Okay.
I hope he brings faith. I love faith.
Okay. I mean, you never know.
Hey, don't poo-poo me.
Laughing that you know more about country than you do about rock.
No, I don't. I know lots about rock. But you've gone to more country thunders than I have.
Yeah, but I just go to drink. I honestly, man, like when I go, I step into the grandstand like twice all weekend. The rest of the time, I'm in the beer garden, just hanging out.
No matter that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hi, I'm Chad. That's Ballsy sitting across from me.
Now, you realize your dog licks everything, right? Rotten food that he finds in the bushes, his own rectum.
Yeah.
You realize that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. 61% of dog owners don't care about any of that. They say they kiss their dog in the mouth. And 52% say they kiss their dog more often than they kiss their significant other.
Hmm. Hmm.
Isn't that gross? That is gross.
Dogs have clean mouths.
No, they don't.
They have cleaner mouths than humans.
Dude, they eat poop. No, they don't. When's the last time you saw a human eat poop and then you let... Does your wife eat poop and she kisses you on the face?
No.
So why would you let your dog lick you or your son or your daughter on the face?
Train your dog better not to eat poop. Although my dog thinks that deer poop's a delicacy. Or rabbit poop. Actually, rabbit poop more so when we go for a walk.
Yeah, or horse d'oeuvres.
Horse d'oeuvres.
Yeah. It's like a little appetizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why would you let your dog lick your face? Don't tell me dogs have... And
the dog's part of the
people,
family.
People. No, yeah.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. Yeah, a dog
part of the
fam. Face.
Part of the family. Mm. Part of the family. You're right.
Yeah.
But not part of the family like a child. Now, let me stop you here and
I agree.
Explain.
Not part of the family like a child. I agree.
Okay. You agree with that? Okay. Because I'm driving my bike the other day. Now, I'm not a fan of people riding their bike with their dog next to them and they're holding on a leash. I think that's dangerous, especially for the dog, but then for you too, right? Mm. Things could cross up.
Yeah.
But I was driving the other day and this guy on a bike had an old school car seat and had his little dog...
Sweet.
Buckled into the back.
Yeah, I think it's great.
No. That's
Why?
Not
What's
a
wrong?
Kid. That's
How
not
does that affect you? That affects you zero.
That is not a kid. That's a dog.
That affects you zero.
That dog, if that dog could talk, that dog would say, man, I look stupid.
That dog would say, I'm loved. Look at me walking around here. This owner making me a priority.
How is that exercising your dog?
It's not.
That's not. So, it's stupid.
Sometimes
that's not
you
a
don't
kid.
Need to exercise
That dog's
dog.
Not a kid. Get it out
it's
of the
not.
Box.
You're right. It's not a kid.
Get the dog out of the bike seat.
How can you not love a dog?
I like dogs, treat them like kids.
How can you not love them though? Like they're part of your family. They're part of the unit. You know, my dog would die for me. Literally die for me.
I love my crazy Uncle Carl too, but I'm not gonna let him kiss me after
he
pukes.
Eats his own poop.
Yeah, after he pukes.
I've seen him do it. It's interesting. Always has pink eye. I'm always like, what's going on, buddy?
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
I've been downsizing, as we like to say in the world, and I got rid of my lawnmower, which was fairly new.
Yep.
I mean, when you're selling something that you've used, you're not going to get the actual price that you paid for it.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't expect it.
No, so I sold my lawnmower for a discount, but I still got a little bit for it, and I sold my old box spring and mattress and got not very much for it, but anyway...
All dented and dinged up. All right.
Only because it was old. Okay. The average adult has purchased at least 12 nearly new items over the last 12 months, okay? And they find that buying something used but in good or nearly new condition makes you feel smug for saving money. So they've come up with the things we're happiest to buy used. So what would you be happiest to buy used? Like, what would you consider buying used? Like, I sold a lawnmower. If it's in good shape, something like that.
Yeah, I'd buy a lawnmower used. Or, like, a bike.
Bike's a good one. Yeah, that came in fourth. Cars number one.
Yeah, I've bought used cars.
Are you skeptical when you're buying it from somebody else? Like, you know, private sale, because you never know, right?
Yes.
It's put together with binder twine.
Buying from a dealership, I'm fine with. Buying privately, I always, hum and haw. I've only bought it privately once, and that was from my brother.
That was number one. Number two on the list was books. Like, buy some good books. Like, go to a garage sale and buy some books.
What are these books
books. You don't like...
But I don't buy them used. I generally don't buy enough that it's a real factor.
Video
games, like 2 a year.
Video games came in 7. Would you buy video games used?
Yeah, I have done that.
Yeah. Like old shooting games and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. TVs.
I'm a tech freak. You know
this. Yeah, I know.
Not going to buy a TV that's old because I want the newest technology.
One of my Facebook friends, just kind of a casual friend, she bought a phone online from somebody for her son, but. Now she can't open it. It had to be unlocked, and the guy won't answer his calls anymore.
So shady.
You got to
make sure it's unlocked.
But they say phones. People don't mind buying phones or kids' toys. I wouldn't buy kids' toys.
No, kids' toys, I wouldn't.
Anything kids, I wouldn't buy. A fridge for like a cabin or something like that.
Kids, okay. Like there's that consignment stuff for kids. That's different. You got to. Everything has an expiry date with kids now too, right?
That's
like
right.
All the safety stuff.
Even though I know my bed was okay, I wouldn't buy a bed or a box spring
with
from
bed
somebody.
Bugs and stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Ugh. And another thing that I found very interesting: people buy jeans. 28% of people buy jeans from other. Would you buy jeans?
No, I wouldn't buy jeans. First off, it's pretty impossible to find jeans with no ass.
I knew you were going there.
And you know, but I found there's almost like a circle of people who buy used sunglasses. Like used sunglasses, very common to see.
Really?
Yeah, because they're so expensive, right? Like the initial, like if you want really good sunglasses,
right.
They're expensive, and people grow sick of them. Kind of quickly.
That's true.
Right? So they go, okay, I'll sell them and then I'll go buy myself a new pair of sunglasses.
Well, I'm about to get contacts. So
really?
So I might go.
You're going to be walking around without glasses on?
Yeah. I think I'd look.
Oh my God.
Don't my blue eye shine through?
Yeah. One blue this way, one blue that way.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So as I said, over the next little while, I'm going to be building a fence and stuff. And I happen to live right off of a park, so lots of grass, lots of mosquitoes kicking around. And I know with Craven this weekend...
golfing today.
You're going to be battling mosquitoes.
Yeah. So
this is going to be part of our life for the next little while. And I always laugh because... my wife will always get these mosquito sprays that are, you know... kid friendly, and which is fair enough, you know, we've got kids, so kid friendly mosquito spray that smells kind of nice, you know, it's not like it used to be. With
and you
like
get that natural stuff too with your
That's not what I want.
No,
what I want is mosquito spray that my skin be damned. I don't like if it's corrosive. I don't care
if the mosquitoes are going to attack your skin. You might as well attack it first.
Right, scorched earth mentality here. I just want a mosquito spray that works. One that actually keeps mosquitoes away. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care if it's a lotion or a spray. I don't care if it's a pump spray or if it's a... It doesn't matter. I just want mosquito spray.
Or even homemade. Even homemade remedies, let us know.
That works too. But as long as it works.
Like I used on Sunday when my daughter and I went walking, deep woods off. And it worked well.
Deep woods still works. Mm-hmm. You know, that still
smell,
does work.
The
it
smell
smells
still with me.
Horrific.
I think
yeah,
it still
it stays
with
you forever.
It's actually like the Buckley's of bug spray.
That's right. It's good. It
yeah.
There used to be one, I can't even remember what it was. Was it Watkins who made it?
Watkins. And Watkins seems pretty weak, though.
No, but there used to be, maybe it wasn't Watkins. Maybe it was like an Avon spray or something back in the day. It was a big green can. It looked like spray paint.
Yeah.
Right? It was a big green can.
Yeah.
And that stuff was like pure DEET.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like putting pure gasoline on your skin.
I think we...
And it worked.
You're absolutely right. You need to call 936-WOLF or text 936-WOLF. We'll even give you tickets to the Lazies for interaction today.
I'm even into borderline black market stuff. I don't even care if it's legal.
Yeah, yeah. Pull your Chevelle up to the corner of 12th and Rose. Sell us a few pens and some black market bug spray because I need some today. Actually, hopefully a couple of mosquitoes carry my ball straight down the fairway.
They might, yeah. They're like eagles nowadays.
One mosquito's my caddy. munching on my ankle. No, I think you should play the...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Wes, what do you got?
You should check at Rosemont, because I remember seeing it at a hardware store a long time in a different life. This stuff, the little white bottle, looked like nasal spray almost, and it was DEET, almost pure, 85%.
Yeah.
It said, rub liberally on your skin, right underneath it, warning, do not store on painted or varnished surfaces.
See? That's the stuff I want, Wes.
Right there, Wes. Get it.
That's the one.
That's anyway, it.
You guys be good, okay?
Later, thanks, man. Buddy. Bye. Okay. Hey, the wolf.
Morning, how's it going?
Good, Butch.
If you're going to use off, use the blue can. It's got the highest percentage of DEET.
And that's DEET Woods, right?
Yeah, it's, so I think they call it the Sportsman or the Outdoorsman or something like that. But
oh, I like that.
Can.
Yeah, that's. I have the green can. The green can work for me.
Yeah, like I want, Butch, I want mosquito spray for lumberjacks.
Okay, so what you got to do is about 7 years ago, so I don't know if they still sell it, but we went to Williston, and in Williston at the Walmart, they had a little bottle of liquid on the shelf, and it was literally called DEET.
Yeah.
99.9% DEET.
That's what I want.
Yeah, but Williston doesn't help us out now. You're a driver. Do you go down to Williston? Bring us back a stash, Butch.
Yeah.
If I have to bring it back for you, I have to bring it back for the whole class.
Good morning, the wolf.
This is Todd.
Todd, what's up, man?
Well, I'm just calling because I still happen to have a can of Muscol in my car. Which is at least 23.5% DEET.
Are cans of bug spray like that, like salad dressing, you can keep them in your fridge or on your shelf for a long time? Like, I don't know about that.
And they taste great with croutons.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that the Muscol definitely stinks, though. That's probably the worst smelling one.
You know what I like about Muscol? The name. Isn't that just a great name? Like, I don't want to get my... my mosquito spray, and I don't want it to be like, ooh, smells fragrances of citronella and lavender. No, my mosquito spray should smell like death and napalm.
That's what it should smell like.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
With the mosquitoes being so bad, we're looking for the right spray. We're looking for the right mosquito spray, the stuff that keeps them away. Actually, not just spray, you know, anything. And getting some great texts from you guys. Dane from Rollo says, go online, get the surplus military stuff. 95% DEET. Nothing within 3 miles will come near you. I like it.
Lan says, I swear by Muscol.
Muscol.
Muscol, whatever. I worked up north in a gold mine, and when we were in the bush, the real bush, we would be followed by clouds of black flies, mosquitoes, horse flies, and whatever else. When you try to eat your sandwich at lunch, you'd eat four or five flies.
Yeah.
So they'd use Muscol, and it
Muscol.
Worked.
Muscol.
It's
Why
not,
can't you say it's Muscol? It's called Muscol.
It's Muscol. That's how it's set. Look at it.
Did you just move to the prairies? It's called Muscol.
It's what called they call garage. It. You call it garage. What's the difference?
You're anyway. Correct. Somebody says you're correct, Chad. It was Watkins in the green can that was our go-to. Yeah, the stuff that looked like spray paint. That's what I'm talking about. That's the good stuff. Andy says, if I need something with a little more oomph, I go for the DEET Woods Off. Comes in a green can. Is that the stuff you were using?
Yeah, and it works real good. I got this one from our longtime listener, Caesar. Mm. He works over at Regina Fasteners and Tools. He said they send over this skeet safe, it's called. It's in a white and orange container. And in insect repellent, Lloyd's insect repellent, they send them over by the pallets. Over to the city of Regina. That's what city
Lloyd's,
of Regina.
Lloyd's insect repellent sounds good, but what's the other one?
Skeet safe.
No, I don't want anything with safe in the title. I'm not about safety on this.
It means
one.
You're safe. But
I don't
the
care.
Skeet's not.
I don't care.
I don't know. It has 1,012 on the bottle. When I see anything with big numbers, I'm like, numbers, okay, it's gonna kill something.
Text coming in. Hey guys, we just came back from camping at Battleford Provincial Park. On our way up, we stopped by a gas station and picked up this spray. It was expensive, $25 a can. My jaw dropped, but it's called Jungle Juice. Really? No DEET in it, but said it was amazing. Worked great. I don't know. I don't trust anything without DEET.
I'm trying to... My French isn't really good, but on the skeet safe, it says, formule pour enfants et adults. Does that mean kills infants and adults?
No, for babies and adults.
It kills infants and adults.
No, it doesn't. No.
See? So there you go. Get that, Chad.
Mark O suggested, oh, no, I don't want an all-natural mosquito spray. See, that's the problem. A lot of people...
But Mark
maybe it works, but
Marco's right. It works, and it doesn't ruin your clothes and stuff.
Amway D15. That's what I'm thinking of. That is exactly it. That's a mosquito spray we used to use. Amway D15. That was good stuff.
But where is this stuff?
It's illegal now, probably. Because we're all...
Oh, everybody's a snowflake.
Oh, man. I don't know. I what about those things you carry on your belt? Have you seen those?
What?
I don't know if they're like an ultrasound thing or
buckle?
What, but they thermocells. That's what they're called, Shane. Thank you. You wear a buckle. I don't worry about those. No, you put it right on your belt and you walk around with like a cell phone clip, and it's supposed to keep them away from you too.
Oh, good. So do you have to pull your socks up, your black socks up to your knees when you wear
black socks up to your knees? Uh-huh. White belt. Uh-huh. Yes, you are correct. Blue blocker sunglasses.
Who's the old
on?
Guy on this show?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, the best scenario, as I see it in this plan, is you'll get pepper sprayed. The middle case is you'll get shot and go to prison, and the worst case is you get vaporized by an alien.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Facebook event circulating right now called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us.
Ooh.
Now, Area 51 is the kind of
the secret airbase in Nevada.
In Nevada, for like with alien stuff and
it's
UFOs.
It's rumored to have...
Yeah. Now... This plan, this Facebook plan, is for tons of people to descend on Area 51 in Nevada to find out the truth about UFOs, or as the invitation says, quote, let's see them aliens.
Ooh, that sounds official.
Now, if you're interested...
Thanks, Randy Quaid.
it'd be funny if he's ending it up. That's weird. Kids, I want you to know that I love you.
Up yours!
Yeah, okay. Anyway, now if you're interested and you're in the Vegas area, which you're like...
Oh, great. There's awesome recruits.
Yeah.
People who smell like Drakkar Noir and they're drunk on tall boys.
30,000 millionaires.
Send them in.
$30,000 millionaires. Anyways, if you're interested, it's on Friday, September 20th at 3 a.m. Nothing shady about that. But check this out. More than 200,000 people say they're planning to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
now,
sure.
Now, I predict many of them will flake. But can you imagine?
I find the best thing to do is to give everybody heads up exactly when you're going to attack.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.